For now, the Scott Heinauer Show continues here on 93.7 The Fan. All guests on 93.7 The Fan appear via the Rivertown Hotline, including the host of our show, Scott Heinauer.
Thank you very much. That's a great introduction.
Second week in a row for Mr. Heinauer on our show.
That's correct. Second week in a row. You're right.
Well, we had to. That's right. You forced our hand with the impressive performance by your squad, including Austin Mealy. A tremendous evening. Your star running back in your 52-20 victory over Hollidaysburg, over 400 yards rushing.
448.
Incredible performance.
Yeah, it was an incredible performance. I mean, I think our kids did obviously a great job offensively of running the football. We thought we could run the ball, you know, against Hollidaysburg, and obviously that proved true last night. And, you know, I mean, we took Austin out probably about 8 minutes left to go in the game. You know, just a little bit of concern. We just don't want to get him hurt. We know that it's important, and, you know, you see all these running backs going down and getting hurt, you know, earlier in the year. And, you know, we're a little nervous as a coaching staff. I know, you know, I got a little grief, you know, when he was around the 400 mark. I mean, there are a lot of people questioning, you know, should we put him in or should we not? Should we keep him in?
Scott, I talked to Austin Mealy briefly last night to invite him on the show, and he had to take the SAT this morning.
Right, but
he told me to tell you don't talk too much because you tend to talk too much. So I'm just giving you that pointer from Austin Mealy, okay?
Oh, yeah, thanks. You know, I'd rather have Austin on the show, to be honest, but that's okay.
All right.
I mean, you know, that's all right. It's good. It's good for him. I mean, I think, you know, we everybody grows up, you know, having idols, and you know, as far as, you know, like high school, you go to high school games, and you know, Brad Mueller was you know, Austin watched Brad play, and you know, which was not too long ago in 2002 season, and you know, I should say 2001, but he. You know, I mean, he saw Brad run. He saw Brad, you know, get a ton of yards. I mean, we were actually the Paula Ridge when Brad got 408, which was our record as far as our high school record. And, you know, we took Brad out early, too. You know, and last night, you know, it was brought to my attention, you know, he was getting close to 20 yards. And, you know, I mean, they had their first-team defense in the game. They kept their first-team defense and the offense in the game the whole game. I mean, so, you know, we were going to turn it, you know, do we take our – and they throw the football. So, you know, do we take our guys up, put our JV guys in? You know, we did that, and they put us down in the end with no time remaining. But, I mean, you know, what is enough? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not stuff the whole year. I watched, you know, about four or five game tapes on them, and they kept their kids in there. I mean, that's just the philosophy that their coach has, which, I mean, that's not right or wrong. It's just that's the philosophy. So, you know, we didn't want to take our group out until we felt we had a comfortable enough lead. And then what happened was, you know, you're getting close to the record, and Dave Ferenczi, who's my statistician, he's the guy that, you know, he's the one that told me, you know, he only needs so many yards. So I went over to Austin, and I said, Austin, listen, you know, I said, everybody wants me to take you out except me. I said, and I probably wouldn't, you know, forgive myself if you could not get at least, you know, our record. So what happens, and we had numerous penalties, and these guys, a lot of yards called back. You know, he had one wrong run, and then, you know, he went over the mark, and, you know, I looked over at Dave Ferenczi, and at that point we knew that, you know, he beat Brad's record, and I think that's a pretty big feat. 408 yards in a game is an unbelievable performance, let alone what Austin did last night.
See, so, there you go. Austin said he was right. Got to stop him. He keeps rambling and rambling, Mr. Heinauer. Eddie, I'm going to ask you one thing. You, and we'll let you go here, Brad Mueller, now Austin Mealy, one of only 9 players in WPL history to run for 400 yards in a game. You actually have 2 of them. Brad Mueller, you said, did it. But, Scott, you still run the wing T. Am I correct on that? And
that's correct.
Why? I mean, that a lot of people might think that's an archaic offense, but why do you still run that? Obviously, it's been successful, and basically, you know, will you continue to run it? Why do you run it?
Well, I mean, I think we run it because our kids, this is our style of kids here. We don't have Austin could be a great tailback, But the problem is that up front, our kids are better because of the angle blocking, and we don't ask the kid. We may have one or two kids that can take a kid 5-10 yards off the football, but our whole front line, they can't do that. So, that's why we run the wing tee, and, we do run versions of the wing tee. I can't say I'm a wing tee traditionalist, but I can say that we run versions of it. We run the wing tee. We feel we get blocking angles on people, which gives our running backs a chance to run. And I think that's another thing that, we preached here. And, we can't throw the football, but we just didn't throw the football all last night because we could run the ball. We figured, why do we need to throw the football when we can run the football and eat up clock? And that's kind of what happened. And, we've done that since I've gotten here. Fortunately, we've been successful, along with my coaching staff. All those guys have been around for a while, and that helps. That makes a big thing. And, everybody knows we're all on the same page, so that's why that offense works best for us.
I'll give you 30 seconds, Scott.
It's a five-minute segment supposed to be, Mr. Heinauer.
I'll give you 30 seconds to brag. Another great night on the opening night of the playoffs for the Greater Allegheny Conference.
Well, I agree. I kind of thought we should have been seeded 3, to be honest. I thought we deserved the 3. That conference, which, I'm nothing against the other conferences, but I think we should have been a 3 seed. But you know what? We have to play who we have to play. I mean, Bobby Falcon, West Allegheny have a great football team. So it's going to be a good one on Friday night.
That was good. You did that in 30 seconds
or less. You have to give him limitations before you ask the questions, and he'll follow suit. Very nice.
Yes, I will follow suit.
Well, Scott, we appreciate it, and I guess we'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Well,
are you going to start asking for pay for being on this show all the time?
Yeah, I'll just do it as a volunteer for now. Next year, you put me on the show. Thanks.
Thanks,
Scott. See you, Scott.